Hello and welcome to another edition of Junior Mining Network Radio, the official radio program for JuniorMiningNetwork.com. I'm Pat Beechner. This program is produced by TheNewsWire.com, and on this edition, we're joined by Joss Schmidt, Chief Executive Officer of Equitas Innovations. For those following the markets these days with a furrowed brow of late, in particular with the mining and resource sector, there's been an array of angst and anger toward a myriad of contributing factors, from the economy in general to world affairs to the stock exchanges themselves. And no, not the stock market, the stock exchanges. There's a loudening din these days from listed companies and the men and women who run them over listing rates, fees, costs of doing business, the onerous rules on the part of both exchanges and regulators. As a journalist and manager myself within the news and newswire sector, increasingly I'm hearing the refrain of either A, I wish I'd never taken this thing public in the first place, or B, I wish there was another way of doing things. Well, with regard to option A, unfortunately, it's impossible to unscramble an egg. But for those that fall into category B, there may be an option forthcoming. In this part one of a two-part series, we're joined by Joss Schmidt, CEO of Equitas Innovations. Equitas itself, likely to be Canada's new stock exchange, forthcoming. Joss, welcome to this program. First and foremost, in the opinion of you and your contemporaries at Equitas, the stock exchanges in Canada, they're broken. How?
Well, you know, I think that the symptoms are rather obvious. You know, investor confidence, and everyone will agree about that, is at historical lows. Corporations are less and less seduced by the opportunity of going public. Entrepreneurs, the lifeblood of tomorrow's economy, struggle to find funding. And we have more and more dealers pulling out of the business as they can no longer absorb their costs. So, you know, when you look at all those symptoms, it is clear that there's something wrong. And, of course, current macroeconomic circumstances are playing a key role in all of this. But I also believe that the way that public markets evolved over the last 10 years has significantly contributed to these challenges. And when you look at exchanges, marketplaces in general, I would say, they are today mainly driven by the returns that they can provide to their own shareholders. And they lost sight of what I believe their fundamental purpose should be, bringing investors and issuers together in the most efficient way. That, I think, is where the big issue is. And it translates themselves in the fact that all their focus of those marketplaces today is going towards one single group of participants, the high-frequency traders. And I can understand it, by the way, because high-frequency traders is revenue. You know, they create a lot of volume. They use services like colocation, data feeds, just name it. But some of their behaviors are also impacting in a very negative way long-term investors and the benefits of going public. I think those are the issues that we face. And then when you look at Canada specifically, add to that, after the development of last year around Maple, the fact that the exchange business here in Canada transitioned back into one highly concentrated service model where competition is very marginal and there's no real true differentiation. And you will understand what triggered Equitas.
Joss, as Equitas moves forward, you yourselves and your partners, which we'll discuss and expand upon later, what are some of the keystone benchmarks you would like to see brought into place that will change things?
Well, you know, it takes us back to the assessment of the situation that I made earlier, and, you know, that led us to developing a vision around an exchange that will focus at this time on the long-term investors and the issuers and not on high-frequency trading. And how do we do that, and how do we approach that? Well, if you look at our market, we will implement a trading solution, call it a trading platform, where what we define as predatory high-frequency trading strategies will be prohibited. We'll have a series of mechanisms to allow us to do that with respect to what high-frequency traders can do, how they will be prioritized in executions, the way that we will implement a fee structure. We will not be supportive of paying out rebates for people who provide liquidity, because that leads to a lot of negative behaviors also. So that is one big component, a marketplace that will put the long-term investor first and protect them from all those inappropriate behaviors. Two, in that marketplace, we also want to do something else, which is very important and something that many people often don't think about. We want to re-incentivize the market maker, the true market maker. And what is a market maker? A market maker is a market participant who is providing at all times bid and ask prices in the securities for which he is accountable. Now, why is that so important? Well, because those market makers are there in periods of stress when the market is extremely volatile or the market is going into one or another direction. They step in as liquidity safety net. They are also the guys that are there for illiquid securities, or they are the guys that are there for a new security that wants to be listed to provide that initial liquidity that will allow to ignite the growth of that security, the growth of its volume on the market. And those market makers today have largely disappeared here in Canada. And why have they disappeared? Because they have been crowded out, again, by high-frequency traders. So we want to re-incentivize them, and we will, in our market solution, in our trading solutions, have ways where we can make them successful again. Today, what the HFTs are doing with market makers is that they take all the good trades away from them, only leave them with the bad trades. And you can imagine that that business model doesn't work. That is why market makers disappear. Well, we want to make them successful again. So that is largely tackling predatory high-frequency trading strategies, re-incentivizing true liquidity-providing market makers. That is what we want to do with our trading solution. On the listing side, we have a different approach, again, than what we know today in the marketplace. We want to make sure that only companies that are ready for it go public. We believe that too many companies have been going public while they were not yet at that stage where they can be truly successful. Think about it this way. If you go public and you don't have investors that are really interested in what you're doing, if you don't have any analyst coverage, or if you still have a lot to do before your company starts to generate cash flows, revenues, attract clients, where all your attention should be, and you go public, well, you're setting yourself up for failure, because you can have the best exchange in the world and you can have the best market makers in the world. They will not be able to make your company a company that is interesting to investors. So our view is, don't list too early. List when you are ready. List when you are set up for success. And we will then make sure that our trading solutions will allow you to leverage that readiness and grow you towards the type of corporation that you want to be. Now, of course, when I say that, the reaction of many people is going to be, well, wait a minute. If I have to be ready, if I need to be a company that makes money, that has clients before I go public, I'm not there yet, and I need some funding now. Well, yeah, I fully acknowledge that. And that is where we come with our other solution, which is a complement to our listing market, if you want, to the ability to list and go public on Equitas. We will complement that with a private market, a market where you can seek funding, a market where your security can be traded without you having to go public. And it means, of course, that your investors will be accredited investors or qualified investors. So not necessarily a bad thing. Investors are also usually more risk tolerant. But the big benefit for you is that we can then, in that market, tailor the mechanisms, the trading mechanisms, to your needs. We can make sure that your cost of finding funding and being traded is not high, is kept very low, because you are not going public. You're not going to the retail investor with all the consequences that it means of going public. You will not be subject to all the types of disclosure requirements that you see today when you go public. So that is the big important complement that we want to put in place next to our listing facility, and something that we think is going to be extremely valuable for small and mid-sized companies. And on that one, as much as we have been extremely innovative in some of our trading solutions, on that one, I'll be honest with you, this is a model that we have seen emerging in the last several years in many other countries, and that have been extremely successful for corporations seeking funding and corporations that are not yet ready to go public.
This is Junior Mining Network Radio, exclusive to juniorminingnetwork.com. Josh Schmidt, Chief Executive Officer for Equitas Innovations, online at equitasinnovations.com. This concludes part one of this two-part series, Dateline Tuesday, September the 17th, 2013. Part two of this program goes live Thursday, September 19th. Join us then. Or if at a future date, the interview is readily available at juniorminingnetwork.com under the banner Radio Network. Join us there. Josh, thanks for this.
Thank you.